Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 17th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Cover-Ups. And our scripture text today is from Proverbs 28, verse 13. He who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Brooksine and Astaire were eating out at a cafeteria-style restaurant where the food was set out and people just took what they wanted. It was late in the afternoon and there were very few others around. She looked on as one of the employees stuck two fingers deep into the oversized whipped cream bowl, took them out, and licked them. She thought, yuck, I can't believe I really saw that. She was still processing the incredulous act she had just witnessed when a few minutes later he came back to the same whipping bowl, and even though he saw her watching, he did it again. He vigorously stirred the topping with the dipper before sticking his fingers deep into the bowl, filled dipper for another round of finger samplings. He then dipped his fingers deep into the bowl and gleefully stirred the whipped topping and smoothed off the top with the spoon. Perhaps he reasoned that by distributing his germs throughout the entire bowl, he was diluting them to the degree they would no longer be harmful to anyone else. But certainly, he was trying to cover up what he had done. Cover up. Isn't that the way many deal with sin? God's only remedy for sin is Christ, and our responsibility is confession and repentance. But among man's many remedies for the sin problem is the cover up. Adam and Eve tried it, as did Aaron and David. There's a great Old Testament verse that says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." God sees. He always sees. We may very well fool our fellow man, but we never fool God. Our daily text is mirrored in one of the great New Testament promises. I urge you to receive and practice it today. It's from 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Jesus, may I never consider my good works or righteous acts to be a cover-up for the hidden sin I harbor in my heart or for payment for my sins. May my attitude be that of the publican in Luke who humbly came before the Father and cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." If I exalt myself, it will eventually lead to my downfall. But when I humble myself, I will be exalted by you. I humbly confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Just a little note. I remember very well the nauseating incident with a young teen who was so brazen in the dipping and licking of his fingers in a public food place. He didn't flinch while he repeated this act the second time as I watched on. I turned this employee into his supervisor, hoping that a severe action would be taken. This act of rebellion reminds me of those who willfully sin, even as they shake their fists at the Father. There will be judgment day coming for those who are proud in their sin, rather than being humble in their repentance.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. One of the many stories of life that illustrate spiritual truths, although I'm sure Brooksine did not go have any of that whipped topping after watching that. I guess she probably wondered if he had done it before she had some, though. Well, this is a website ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. I encourage you to visit the site today. There is a resource on the site you may find interesting that came to my heart today, a song titled Nothing But the Blood. Not the old hymn, and I like the old hymn as well, but it's a rather recently written song that I've so enjoyed lately, which expresses the wonderful value of the cleansing blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for those of us who have accepted His provision. If you go to the site today, there's both an audio link to that song where you can listen to it. And most of you, well, all of you that are listening to this have the needed stuff on your computer to listen. But there's also a video link. It's a wonderful church in Canada that I've appreciated their resources. And they provide both an audio and video of their worship services. Have a blessed day today. Don't cover up that sin, but rather confess it and accept God's wonderful forgiveness.